It's amazing. I'm sure you recognize this passage of the Gospel. It's the introduction to the multiplication of the loaves. I'm sure it starts Monday. The motive for Jesus' teaching and the motive for Jesus' feeding, and they're the same, is compassion. You see, when Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with compassion for them. It's that famous word that we've talked about before. The root of the word for mercy or compassion is splankna. Our splankna are here. In other words, he felt it in his deep part of his heart for these people, because they were sheep without a shepherd. Nobody was telling them about the Father. Nobody was telling them, you know, stop hating the Romans, you're going to consume yourself. You know, nobody was teaching them. And so the text goes well today with wisdom. Solomon asked for wisdom. Poor guy, then he blew it. And he got pretty stupid. But he did, God didn't ever take back the wisdom. So, obviously then, our following on that reading, the psalm would be 119, which is a prayer, a long prayer for wisdom and a meditation on the way to wisdom. It's, I'm sure you know of some of these things. It has 8 stanzas, each one starting with a letter of the alphabet. A, B, C, D, you know, Aleph, Beth, Gimel, Dalet, you know. And each one starts. Now, some people say, oh, that's mechanical. No, it's like the image I have in mind is a cabinet maker who makes a cabinet. And it's so intricate and beautiful and balanced, you see. Most of us say, oh, that's a nice cabinet. Another cabinet maker would see what he's done, you see. And so this psalm is meant to build us up, because the heart of it is what? The law, the Torah, which is, I've told you this before, it's the teaching. Torah comes from a word, yara, which means to point out. It's the Torah. There's a famous passage in the book of Proverbs where it says, son, always obey the commands of your father and listen to the Torah of your mother. Your instructions are, you see? So, the psalm skips around. It doesn't skip. Well, I guess it does skip in a way. So if you add them up, there's 22 letters to the Hebrew alphabet, and there's 8 of these for each letter. So 8 times 22, and you get how many? 176, I think, verses in this psalm. But if you go to it desiring to know the will of God and to be encouraged to seek his teaching, you see, his Torah, it's a beautiful psalm. And it's, you see, it starts off, we don't have the, we have some selected verses. It starts off just like Psalm 1. First word of the whole Psalter is what? Blessed. That's the first word, right? Blessed is the man who doesn't walk according to the counsel of the wicked, or stand in the way of mockers, or sit in the way of the insolent. Huh? You don't listen, you don't walk. Pretty soon, if you do, you'll be sitting with them, and it's over. So this one starts the same way. Asherei, you see, blessed, doors of a blameless way, of a blameless walk, who walk in the Torah of Adonai. Now that's our whole goal in life, isn't it? To walk in the Torah of Adonai, of God, our Father. Now, Jeremiah predicted there would be a new Torah, right? I will put a new Torah in them. That's the Holy Spirit. You know how that prophecy goes, right? Behold, days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new Torah with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not like the one I made before, when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt and they disobeyed me. This is the new one. I will put my spirit within them. And then they will keep my commandments. Nobody has to tell his brother, know the Lord. They will all know me. To know the Lord means two things, right? I think we've done some of this before. The word yada in Hebrew always implies some kind of contact. It's not just, I know how to build a bridge. You know, there's words for that, but it's not yada. You see? To know. They will all know me. And it also means to perceive and recognize. To perceive, that's the contact. Recognize means, see, a guy's walking down the street. He's a block, 2 blocks away. You say, that's Joe. I recognize him. He gets a little closer. See, I told you, it was Joe. Recognize, in our language, that's why I'm using the word, also means, suppose I'm going 85 down that road out there. You know, the policeman pulls me over. I have to say, officer, I recognize your authority to pull me over and give me a ticket. I was going 85 in a 30-mile zone. So to recognize God means to see him, to know him, to be touched by him. But it also means to recognize his Torah, recognize his teaching. Because the whole purpose of the teaching is what? To bring us to happiness. Isn't that the first word? Asherei, blessed, happy, those, who are upright in their derech, in their way. So that's the way the psalm starts, you see. Now, it's the psalm of somebody who does what Psalm 1 says, you see, to meditate his Torah day and night. Because, why? We want to know the will of God. The will of God is love. The will of God is guiding us to eternal happiness. The will of God is important. And so, you see, those who are whole, tamam, whole, you see, in the way, on the way. You see, now Jesus takes this and he gives us a new dimension of Torah. He teaches us, right? And he says, you know, the man who loves me will keep my commandments, right? Because the Torah is made up of commandments. Not only do this, do that. This is the way to life. You're smart if you do what God tells you to do. He only has one goal, to bring you to with him for eternity. That's the only goal he has. So you see, the one who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. Oh, new idea. We're not just obeying God like he's a general. We're obeying God because he's a father. You see? So the one who has my commandments, Jesus' commandments, and keeps them, is the one who loves me. And what happens then? And my Father will love him. Isn't that awesome? All we got to do is what Jesus tells us to do. And we know that the Father loves us. And then it goes on, and I will love him. And I will show myself to him. So why does he give us all these laws, rules? They're not very many, you know, really. I'm sure the law books down in Washington have a lot more. Why? So that he can lead us to the place of revelation. I want to lead you to this place of revelation. So listen to me. See, my Torah is in you. He's my blessed, holy, equal to me spirit, leading you to eternal life. That's all that's on the Father's mind. So listen to what I'm telling you. Listen. You see, the one who keeps my commands, that's the one who loves me. Why? Because I trust you. I want to do what you want. Whatever that is, you see? And when the Father sees me doing that badly, but doing it, he loves me. Because that young fellow down there, not so young anymore, he's like my son. He wants to obey me. So my Father will love him. And then I myself, says the Lord Christ, I myself will come to him. And I will show myself to him. And now we understand the reason for all the law. To purify our heart, to put us on the right way, the way to revelation. I will show myself to him. That line, I think I've shared this before. I was on a retreat. Oh, I can't remember. Why could have I stopped? About 1970 something. I had just defended my doctorate in Rome. I'd come over. I was living and teaching in Jerusalem. I came over to Rome to defend the thesis. And I did pretty well. Now I was looking forward to a week with my friends before I went back to Jerusalem. Well, I had friends there too, but good Italian cuisine, see my friends, you know. And the Lord said to me, just about the minute I finished the doctorate, I'd like you to go on retreat. Well, of course, I said, okay. I mean, so then a friend of mine found me a retreat house. She was a superior of the Sacred Heart Sisters at the time. Way up in the Abruzzi Mountains. It was April, so it was snow up there, but it was gorgeous. So I was up there for a week, and one day I was reading John 3. They don't come to the light because their works are dark. I said, oh my gosh. And the Lord said, do you really believe me? This was interesting. He said, do you believe me? Suppose all your friends were to say that I'm not the living Son, eternal God. How would you feel? Suppose all your professors, suppose all the bishops, suppose the Pope started to say, I'm not God. What about you? I went, holy Moses. I didn't say holy Moses. So I don't know what I said, but I thought, how strong is my faith? Let them all say what they want. I know you're God. Well, that moment into my mind came that text, John 14:21, the one who loves me keeps my commandments, and I will show myself to him. And I knew that was a promise. That was a promise. You follow what I'm telling you, and I will show myself to you. Isn't that precious? So I haven't been batting 1,000, but I can tell you that God is faithful. The Lord Jesus is faithful to that promise. It's in the Bible. It's not just to me. It's to everybody. If you will keep my words, you see, do what I tell you to do, which can only come from love. My gosh, I died for you. You know, can only come from love. My Father will love you because you'll start looking like me. And I will love you, come to you, and I will show myself to you. That is the fulfillment of this psalm. So if you read it, just you see, how shall a young man be faultless in his way? By keeping to your words. I got to quit pretty soon now, don't I? With all my heart I seek you. Do not let me stray from your commands. I am so dumb, so pushed around by emotions and distractions and the whatever. You know, within my heart I treasure your promise, that I may not sin against you. If I treasure your promise in my heart, I'll stop sinning. And so forth. I can't go, but I'm recommending it as a great way, you see, to pray. All 100, you don't have to do them all one day, but it's such a psalm. And it's so intricate, so beautiful. The commentators show us every line has the same meter. You know, it's a work of great intricacy and therefore of love. And it's our instruction. So Solomon asked for wisdom and got it. We can do the same.